Well, in this season where we celebrate with family, we're given this opportunity to celebrate with the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to guide us. And we might imagine, you know, their lives as this peaceful scene, you know, Joseph working diligently in the carpenter shop with Jesus at his side. You know, might picture Mary prayerfully caring for and loving the family. You know, we can picture Joseph and Mary teaching Jesus about the law, the prophets, how to pray. We can think of genuine quality time of this family together, praying and doing God's will. And this is the family that's held up for our model. But it's easy for us to forget the struggles. How Mary, as a teenager, was approached by an angel and asked to be the mother of God. And how Joseph was ready to divorce her quietly because the child was not his. It's easy to forget how Mary gave birth to the Savior far from home, without welcome, in the place where the animals stayed. It's easy to forget about the flight into Egypt and them living in exile in Egypt for several years. And the stress that was caused when Jesus stayed behind in the temple without telling his parents. The stress and the anxiety are also part of the story, and they are behind the happy images that we see. And it's probably like your family. I know it's like my family. You know, I look at the family pictures. I've got four smiling children all in the same place at the same time, and you wonder, how is it the lived experience is so different from what other people see? The Holy Family is a model for our families because in spite of all the ups and downs, they remain devoted to God's will. And believe it or not, the members of my family weren't always excited to go to Mass, and they weren't always excited to be at attend parish gatherings or participate in service projects. And that's okay. And it was the same at home. You know, we tried to have dinner as a family every night. We tried to go on walks. We even did a thing we learned in a magazine. It was called Forced Family Fun. All right, you're gonna have fun with the family. And don't be surprised that sometimes there was one person, sometimes me, who had something they would rather do. But that still didn't excuse them, because being together as family in the ups and the downs, through the give and the take, is one of the most important things we do as family. Because being holy is the most important accomplish in our lives, and therefore the first school of holiness for us is the family. It's where Jesus learned how to grow in holiness. He learned it from his parents. The first school is not a religious camp. It's not a monastery or a retreat center. Our marriages and families are the first practical training grounds where we become saints. And it's why we celebrate this feast in a special day every year. Now, when Simeon made his prophetic statement, it's easy to think of it only in terms of Jesus' public ministry and thinking of everything that happened after the resurrection. You know, my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the people, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. But it is just as true for the first 30 years of Jesus' life. It was in the Holy Family, among all the people of Nazareth, where the Father prepared his Son in the sight of all the peoples. And it's where he wants to prepare you for your mission. Now, I suspect there's at least one of you out there who's thinking, well, my mom or my wife isn't anything like Mary. And my dad, well, or my husband, he's not like St. Joseph. And my brother, well, don't even get me started, all right? He's nothing like Jesus. If they were, I would find it so much easier to be holy. And I get that. My family probably says the same things about me. And your family says the same things about you. The four Gospels don't give us much detail about Jesus' childhood other than a few stories. But in some regards, the most important aspect of the story and what it tells about the life of the Holy Family is the silence. That their lives were so ordinary that there isn't much worth mentioning. And yet it also tells us that ordinary family life is made holy by Jesus Christ. The silence indicates that Jesus grew up like any other boy in Nazareth, playing with his friends, helping out at home, learning the family business from his father, working as an ordinary laborer into his teens and 20s, all without the stain of sin. All right, and anybody who's ever learned how to use a hammer will know that how amazing it is that Jesus learned to use a hammer without ever swearing or taking God's name in vain. The silence reminds us that marriage and family are the main ways that we grow in wisdom and holiness, like Jesus, who advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. It's not principally from being at Mass or helping in some ministry in the church that we grow fastest in holiness. Now, I'm not saying that those aren't important. They're vitally important. But the main path to holiness for all of us begins and passes through ordinary family life. Much of the growth in holiness in our family comes from the exercise of virtues, especially obedience and humility. St. Luke says that when the Holy Family returned to Nazareth, that Jesus was obedient to his parents. When they asked him to wash the dishes, he washed the dishes. When Joseph asked him to sweep up the wood shavings in the carpenter shop, he did that. When they asked him to take out the garbage, help with dinner, he did those things lovingly, perfectly. It's amazing if we really reflect upon it, the lengths and depths that God has gone to reach down and save us. He set aside his glory first to become a little baby. And although he is the Lord of heaven and earth, although he is the creator of all things, he does not consider it beneath himself to be obedient to his parents, to be obedient to those in authority. How do we do? Because this is not only a message for children, it's also for us adults. You know, when you have chores to do you do them willingly or at least without complaining? If you have to go to the grocery store, what is your attitude as you struggle with the crowds or you wait in the lines? Or you deal with the traffic? At work, are we joyful even when we have to write a report or attend some meeting that we are pretty sure is going to be a waste of time? When you lift a load of wood or shingles, do you realize the opportunity to experience oneness with Jesus and Joseph? When you spend a good part of your day cooking for your family, do you ever think about how many times Mary did that with and for the Son of God? By the hidden life, Jesus sanctified every aspect of ordinary life. And although all of us are often God's disobedient and rebellious children, Jesus' hidden life encourages us. He became obedient where we are disobedient. He was the perfect child of his parents, the model citizen, the ideal worker, the best friend where we aren't. And then, and this is why it's so important, he offers us a share in his holiness as a free gift so that we can be strengthened in our attempts to be perfect children, model citizens, ideal workers, and the best of friends. So the next time you begin to despair because your life is ordinary, the next time you have a long list of household chores to do, the next time you want to be seen as somebody important, the next time you're frustrated because it's difficult to be obedient to your parents or to your boss, please know that you share common experiences with your Savior. Jesus has been there, and he can help you advance in wisdom and age and favor before God and man, and become a silent witness to the lengths and depths of God's love for you and for all mankind. Family life is a special place where holiness becomes possible because of the joys and sorrows, because of its beauties and difficulties. It's unique among all social institutions because it is more than a social institution. It's a divine institution. And in your families, believe it or not, God has given what you need to be a saint.